Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Daily Animated Tales. Share this podcast with 10 friends or loved ones for a chance to receive a shout out. Thank you for tuning in. A special shout out today to Madzy. Share the podcast with 10 friends or family members to be featured next time. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Oliver. I'm in 10th grade. This is my best friend, Seb. He transferred to our school this year. He's an introvert like me. That's why we hit it off right away. We realized that we had a lot of things in common, and for the first time in my life, I had someone I could call my best friend. Seb says it was the same for him. He never had a close friend like me before. One of the reasons why we hit it off so quickly is that we're both really into horror movies. We were both so happy to find out we had that in common. We would talk about horror movies nonstop. One Sunday, I invited him over for a movie marathon. We were going to watch 3 horror movies back to back. There's a bus stop near our house. Call me when you get on the bus. I'll wait for you at the bus stop, I said to him. But Seb said, don't worry about it. I'll find your place. No matter how much I insisted, he didn't want me to wait for him at the bus stop. I couldn't understand why. I would figure it out later. That day, when Seb came over, we had such a great time. When we were done with the movies, my mom called us to have dinner. Seb loved everything he ate and complimented my mom on each dish. My mom was embarrassed since she wasn't used to receiving so much praise. I thought that Seb was just being overly polite that day. But it turned out there was a heartbreaking reason why he was acting that way, which I would learn about later. As we got closer, Seb started coming to our place more often. Our routine was the same. First, we would watch a movie, then we would eat. We got used to Seb loving everything he was eating and showering my mom with compliments. Around that time, I realized something. Seb never talked about his family. He never invited me to his place either. Normally, of course, he wouldn't have to talk about his family. But now he was my best friend and he came over to our place so often that he was almost like a member of my family. And I didn't know anything about his private life. My dad is a mechanic. Seb and I went to visit his workshop a couple of times. But what did Seb's dad do? I had no idea. One morning, the bus I was taking to school broke down. I decided to walk because I was only 3 stops away. I took a shortcut to get there faster. As I was walking down an alley, I saw a gigantic SUV with tinted windows parked by the road. I'm into cars since my dad is a mechanic. I knew this brand. They made custom-designed luxury SUVs. As I was standing there and staring at the car, the front door opened. A driver wearing a suit and tie stepped out and opened the rear door. Out came Seb, looking like he was still half asleep. Our eyes met. I took one look at the SUV and then at Seb. He was pretty shocked to see me, too. You caught me. Let's walk so we're not late. We can talk on the way, he said. I was totally surprised by what Seb was telling me. His father was a famous jewelry designer. They have jewelry stores in many countries. But why was he hiding the fact that his family was rich? I really wanted to know, but I couldn't ask him because he clearly didn't want to talk about it. I just said, that SUV is super cool. If I were you, I'd have the driver drop me off right in front of school. Can someone be ashamed of being rich? That made no sense to me, but Seb seemed to be ashamed. I wish my family were rich too, then I could have anything I wanted. For example, I wouldn't have to use my dad's old phone. I would throw my ancient computer straight into the trash and buy myself a brand new one. The next morning, Seb called me and said, "I know I was being weird yesterday. I'm really sorry. I felt embarrassed that I hid this from you. I think now you know why I never invite you over to my house. Since my secret is out now, wanna come over and watch movies at my place this weekend?" he said. "Of course," I said, "yes." I was very curious about where he lived. On Saturday, Seb's driver came to pick me up. His house was just outside the city. Actually, I should probably say his mansion. It was gigantic. Seb was waiting for me outside. I was so excited to finally get to see the kind of mansion billionaires lived in. When we went inside, I was staring open-mouthed at everything around the house. Everything was exquisite. I felt as if I were in a movie. I couldn't believe someone this rich would be friends with me. Since he lived in such a mansion, our house must have seemed to him like a chicken coop. Seb said, "The movie is ready. We can watch it now if you want." I followed him. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the room where we would be watching the movie. It was a proper movie theater. Yes, you heard it right. There was a movie theater with a huge screen in Seb's house. At my place, we watched the movies on my computer screen. I felt ashamed when I thought about it. After the movie, we went to Seb's room. His room alone was bigger than our whole apartment. Seb asked, "What do you want to eat? Let's order something." We almost never ordered food to be delivered, so most of the time we have to eat whatever my mom makes. But Seb could eat whatever he felt like. I was so jealous of his life that I was ready to give 10 years of my own just to switch places with him. That night, Seb's driver dropped me off back home. As we were driving, something occurred to me. Seb never introduced me to his parents. Maybe they weren't home. But it was super weird that Seb never even mentioned them. We had been together all day. Not even once did he say the words "mom" or "dad." When I went into the kitchen next morning, I saw that my dad wasn't at work. He smiled and said, "Good morning. I'm not working today. Come, let's have breakfast together." I didn't answer him. I was mad at him. Why couldn't he make more money? Why did he let his family live in such bad conditions? I felt this rage towards my father when I saw how the rich people lived. Before, I thought I didn't care about such things, but I was upset now. I felt really small compared to Seb. What surprised me was that nothing about him had changed. He was acting the same as before. One day, he asked, "Do you want to watch a zombie flick at your place this weekend? I'm really craving your mom's amazing spaghetti." I'd had enough. "Seb, you live in a mansion. You can have whatever you want." "Why would you want to hang out in my dingy apartment?" I said. Seb stared at me, surprised. "Are you serious? Is that what you really think?" he asked. I nodded. He said, "Then come over to my place this weekend. I see that there are a few things about me that you need to learn." I was really curious when I arrived at his place on Saturday. Seb took me upstairs. We went into a large bedroom. There was a woman lying in bed. There was an oxygen mask on her face. She wasn't moving at all and her eyes were closed. Seb kissed her on the cheek. Then he turned to me. "Let me introduce you to my mom. She has been in a coma for the past 8 years. These machines are keeping her alive. I've been waiting for her to wake up for 8 years. But I'm beginning to lose hope." I was very sad to hear all this. Seb went on, looking at his mom. "I would gladly give everything I have to be able to eat food my mom prepared for me. But that's not possible. Thanks to your mom, I remembered what it was like to eat food made with a mother's love. Because I had completely forgotten." As Seb was speaking, a tear rolled down his cheek. "Do you know who did this to my mom? My father. Yes, my father. My parents were running the company together. A few times a year, they would go to Africa to buy diamonds from different mines. My dad found out that there was a mine in Angola that sold cheap diamonds. My mom didn't want to buy diamonds from there. To be sure the diamonds were of high quality, they had to go down into the mine and see them in their rough form. But since the mines selling cheap diamonds were being operated illegally, there was no safety inspections. Going down there was very dangerous. My dad wouldn't listen to my mom. When they went down into the mine, there was an accident and my mom was exposed to excessive levels of carbon monoxide. Unfortunately, she's been in a coma ever since. My dad rarely comes home because he feels guilty. When he does come here, he sits by her bed and cries nonstop for hours. The staff told me this since I haven't talked to him in years. The only contact I have with him is the texts he sends me on my birthday. I just delete them without answering. I didn't know what to say to Seb after he told me all this. I was really sad for him. Now I understood why he loved coming to our place. He had found a family after all these years. I had envied him for being able to order food from any restaurant he wants, but in fact, Seb would prefer a mother's cooking to anything from a restaurant. Yes, his father was a billionaire, but they weren't even in touch. He couldn't forgive him for what he had done to his mother. Seb opened up to me that day. That's how I understood there were things money couldn't buy. I realized how lucky I was to have the perfect family. Since that day, the bond between Seb and me has grown even stronger. I rarely go to his house, but he stays over at our place a few times a week. Seb used to be my best friend. Now I think of him as my brother.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi friends, my name is Boris. My grandfather passed away last year. He was a very successful realtor. He specialized in expensive properties. That's how he kept building his fortune year after year. He became one of the richest people in the country. He was also known for being a curmudgeon, to the point that people avoided making eye contact with him. I rarely saw him smile. He was a good man, but he had a bad temper. He became even more intolerable after my grandmother died. He seemed to be trying to take out the pain of losing his wife of 50 years on people around him. My dad has two siblings, both brothers. They each have one kid, and they're also boys. So my grandfather has three sons and three grandsons. He bought four houses right next to each other. He lived in one of them, and his kids lived in the others. We lived in the house closest to my grandparents. The first thing I did every morning was to visit them. We always had breakfast together. We had a special connection. Unlike my grandfather, my grandmother was very affectionate. She always told me, "Boris, you're a good kid. You're our favorite grandson. I want you to know this. Your grandfather doesn't talk about these things, but you can be sure that he feels the same way about you." Unlike me, my cousins never went to visit them. Once, my older cousin Matt said, "I've never met anyone more obnoxious than Grandpa. If I see him on the street on my way home, I go through the backyard just to avoid him." My other cousin Ben didn't like my grandfather either. He used to say that to his parents and me every chance he got. Even though my grandfather was incredibly wealthy, the only thing he did for his children was to give each of them a house. Other than that, he never gave his sons any money, but my dad never complained about this. He always told me, "Your grandfather wanted his kids to stand on their own feet. I'm grateful to him for that. He did the right thing." My cousins treated my getting along with my grandparents as a joke. They'd say, "They always give us the same gifts for our birthdays." That's how we know your sucking up to our grandfather isn't working. It used to bother me when they'd say stuff like that. But eventually, I realized they were just saying it because they were jealous of me. The prospect of my grandfather leaving me his fortune made them uncomfortable. In fact, they were afraid of it. Before long, my suspicions about my cousins were proven true. My grandfather was diagnosed with lung cancer. I was the first person he told this news. One morning, I went to visit him as I always did. He looked terrible. He obviously hadn't gotten any sleep that night. He showed me his lung x-rays. "I'll soon be joining your grandmother. I should be feeling happy about that, but instead I'm afraid. Does this make me a bad husband?" he asked. That day, I saw his human side for the first time. That surly old man we were used to was replaced with a nice old man who was afraid of dying. After they found out about my grandfather's illness, my cousin started visiting him all the time. Matt, who used to avoid him, started visiting him several times a day. At first, I thought they changed their attitude because they were sad about him being sick. But soon, their true intentions became clear. They wanted to get a piece of their grandfather's fortune. One evening, Ben called me. He said, "We need to talk." When I got to the coffee shop where we were supposed to meet, Matt was there too. I was wondering what this was about. Matt jumped right in. "Boris, has Grandpa drawn up his will yet? Do you know how he's going to divide the inheritance?" I was shocked. It disturbed me so much that while he was struggling with cancer, my cousins were after his money. "I have no idea. And I don't care," I said. "In fact, I find it really odd that this is what you're thinking about right now. I don't think this is right," I went on. Ben said, "Of course you're not worried. You did everything you could to get along with Grandpa. And what about us? How are we going to get our money?" I didn't like the way he was talking. "What are you talking about? I love Grandma and I love Grandpa. That's why I always had a good relationship with them." Matt said, "I'm really curious about what you could love about Grandpa. You're not fooling us. We know what you're up to. Do you think we're stupid?" Now this was too much. "My grandfather is struggling with a terrible disease. I couldn't care less about the will or the inheritance. I just want him to live as long as possible. I don't care what you think. You only remind me of vultures," I said, and left. I wish I'd never seen their faces again after that day. Unfortunately, that wasn't possible. I visited my grandfather more often now, because I wanted to spend more time with him. Every time I went over there, Matt or Ben were there. One would leave, and the other would show up. I can't even tell you how fake they were. "Grandpa, I made coffee for you. Grandpa, I brought you a pillow so you'll be comfortable. Grandpa, do you want to watch a movie?" I was disgusted by them because I knew what they were up to. But I wasn't about to tell my grandfather any of this. It would be so unfair to burden him with something like this. In fact, my grandfather seemed happy with what was going on. It was weird, but he was always chatting with them. I guess he had softened up since he didn't have a lot of time left. My cousins were taking advantage of this change. They were naturally very happy that he was treating them well. They were now sure that he would include them in his will. And they had probably started making plans about what to do with the money that they would inherit. One morning, what I was fearing finally happened. I knocked on my grandfather's door. He didn't answer. I rang the bell for a long time, still nothing. I guess because I was expecting this, I knew right away that we'd lost him. The next day, my cousins were already talking about money. I was right behind them at the funeral. They didn't notice that I was there. Matt said, "The lawyer just called my dad. He told the whole family to come to his office tomorrow. He's gonna read my grandfather's will." Ben giggled, saying, "Yes, we're gonna be rich tomorrow." I didn't want to go to the lawyer's office. I told this to my father that night. He put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Your grandfather instructed his lawyer to read his will in front of the whole family. I think he donated all of his money to charity. Your uncles also think so. So tomorrow we'll all be there, just as a formality." I agreed to go. Plus, it would be fun to see how upset my cousins would get once their dreams of getting rich got crushed. We were in the lawyer's office early next morning. Three sons, three daughters-in-law, and of course, three grandsons. Ben leaned towards me. He whispered, "For years, you put up with Grandpa for nothing. See, we made it to the same level as you in just 4 months. I think he even liked us more than you. We'll find out in a minute." When the lawyer took out the will, I glanced towards Matt and Ben. They were giddy with excitement. The lawyer began reading the document. "My dear family, Right now, I'm with my beloved wife. I don't think you're going to miss an ill-tempered old man like me. I'm not going to take much of your time with this silly will business. I'll dive right in. You know, life has been very generous with me, and I have amassed a substantial fortune. My dear sons, I didn't let you live a rich man's life because I wanted you to stand on your own 2 feet. You understood me well, and you did everything on your own. I don't think you need any more money. Please continue in the same manner. I love you and my daughters-in-law very much. After the lawyer read all this, I saw my dad and my uncle smile. My older uncle said, "Just as would be expected of Dad. You didn't surprise us. We love you too. Our dear Dad, rest in peace." Meanwhile, Matt and Ben were holding their breath, waiting without a peep. The lawyer kept reading the will. After they found out about my illness, my dear grandsons Matt and Ben remembered that they actually had a grandfather. I have to admit that it was most entertaining to watch you falling all over me to get a slice of the inheritance. I guess you took me for a naive old man. I didn't say anything because I know I'm not easy to deal with. I see it as punishment enough for you to have acted like you liked me. The parents started laughing when they heard this. Matt's mom said, "Look at these little devils. We weren't even aware of this. They've been after the inheritance." Matt and Ben turned bright red. "Nonsense. We were taking care of Grandpa because he was sick." They started babbling unconvincingly. "We're almost done. Let me finish," the lawyer said, and kept on reading. "And finally, my dear grandson Boris, you've been close to your grandmother and me since the day you started walking. I know I didn't give you enough attention, but you're a good kid. I know you will forgive me for it. Even though I know you loved us without expecting anything in return, I still want to give you a present. When you turn 18, I want you to use half of my fortune to set up a foundation and run it. The foundation is to provide scholarships for poor children and make sure they get a good education. The other half of my fortune is yours. I only have one condition. You are not to give anything to Ben or Matt, so that they learn their lesson." This was totally unexpected on my part. I was so proud that my grandfather trusted me with the responsibility of running such an organization, and I wouldn't have to work, thanks to the money he left me, which meant I could dedicate all of my time to the foundation. Needless to say, that day was a huge disappointment for my cousins. It took them a long time to get over it. Now they're both studying to get into college. My grandfather always said, "You can't take an elevator up to success. You can only reach it by climbing the stairs step by step." Yes, you can't earn anything easily by taking a shortcut. My grandfather showed this to us in a very effective way. I remember him with gratitude and respect.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.